Welcome back, everybody, to the Minecraft Short Stories Podcast. In this episode today, we have a story by myself and not a listener story. Do not worry, your listener stories will be read eventually. I just have some story ideas I want to get through. And also, I don't want to bog people down with stories besides my own. I want to get some stories out that I wrote just because this is a podcast about me writing. Hope that makes sense. Anyways, in this episode, I will be telling a story by myself. And as you can see from the title, this is a Minecraft Spooky Stories episode. And this is a Minecraft Spooky Story, also called a Creepypasta. A Creepypasta is like an urban legend. If you ever heard of like Slender Man, or that's what Herobrine is, where it's just a player's account of something strange. So this is what that is, and this is a player's account of something strange that happened to them. And I just wanted to explain the story a little bit, just so you guys can go into it knowing some stuff. So the story is written from the account of a player, and it is written a lot more casually, a lot more for general audiences than my usual stories. Not that my usual stories are hard to understand, just I don't usually use filler words such as like pretty, as in pretty large. It's just written a little bit more simply, and it's not written simply for any reason besides the fact that this is a player's account. It's meant to be a fun read, because that's most Minecraft urban legends usually are. So I tried to add in some themes that were not usually found within Minecraft urban legends just to make this different from the normal ones you'll find, like Null, and etc. So I hope you guys enjoy. I just finished recording a prologue podcast episode all about the story, getting into all the things I just mentioned. And if you want to find that podcast, you can find that at patreon.com/minecraftshortstories. That pre-show is available for patrons of any tier. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy, and let's get right into the story.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The story does not currently have a name, it is just labeled a spooky story, but it shall be renamed. The world looked like any other when I appeared. After growing bored with my previous one, I decided to attempt a new Minecraft world. I left the generation seed blank so it'd be random, and then pushed the button to generate my new survival world. The loading screen took forever to load, the cube in the center slowly filling in as the completion percentage climbed. After several minutes of waiting, the game crashed. I sighed loudly and relaunched the game. This happens sometimes. Going to my Worlds tab, I immediately located the gray landscape that adorned any unloaded world as one of my cover images. The world had been generated successfully, just something had intervened with the initialization. I loaded the world and entered it. It looked like any other world when I spawned in, at least what I could see if it did. I had oddly spawned with my view almost entirely encompassed by a tree's trunk. I chuckled out loud. This was the weirdest spawn I'd ever seen. What I could see past the dappled bark looked promising, though. A gentle field of green grass spread as far as my limited viewpoint showed. An uneven layer of tall grass and even some cornflowers covered the meadow. If this was a forest or plains biome, then I would have ample food and wood. Perfect start to my Minecraft world. I stepped away from the tree and surveyed my surroundings. It was pretty dismal. The landscape was an absolute lie. The grass I had seen was only in a section of land around 20 blocks square. Hilariously, the tree I had spawned uncomfortably close to was the only tree in sight. All around me, in every direction, spread a vast desert. The tan dunes stretched around me like a still ocean, sparsely dotted with cactuses. The section of green grass and light blue flowers I stood in was stark and out of place next to the glaring sun and dull sands. I was surprised and certainly taken aback by this revelation, to say the least. My initial feelings were just amusement mixed with some indignation. My initial reaction after having my dreams of easy food and wood destroyed was to delete this world and try again. But somehow that felt like letting it win. I knew it wasn't the desert's fault, but I was still chagrined. As I faced the desert, I made a decision. No matter how hard, I would stay, survive, and thrive in this world. I would embrace the challenge it posed, and not let it stop me. With a new determination, I turned to the soul tree. My fists pounded into the wood, but as soon as I began to strike the log, the fans on my computer started whirring intensely. As cracks began to spread across the block, my game started lagging nonstop. My screen looked like my arms were moving through water. Still, I kept my finger on the mouse. With a pop, the log block broke suddenly. The game froze entirely for a few seconds, and then finally started running normally again. I picked up the dropped log. Maybe I should restart my computer, I thought to myself. I didn't want to wait for it to reboot, so maybe later. I started to mine another of the tree's logs, ready for the lag, but it didn't come. I successfully gathered all the wood and then waited until a sapling appeared from the decaying leaves. Holding the small tree in my hands, I considered whether I should plant it. The tree from which it had dropped was the only tree for hundreds of blocks. Without it, I could have never been fooled as I had been. Spitefully, I took the tree into my inventory. Using my wood to craft a pickaxe, I experienced another lag surge. With my new pick, I mined through the few block layer of soil, dirt only when a few blocks deep, and into the stone underneath. I gathered a decent amount and then crafted a set of stone tools, a pickaxe, axe, sword, and a shovel. No lag, I noted aloud, somewhat puzzled. I had gone through my graphics settings for Minecraft, but hadn't found anything to account for it. With tools now on my hotbar, I was almost prepared to cross the desert. My hunger was already growing low, so I would need food for the journey. I made a quick pass of the tiny meadow and instantly picked out my target. In the middle of this vast desert, a 20-block square of green grass was the perfect place for animals to spawn. I sprinted over to the clucking chicken, sword in hand, and soon had food, along with some feathers. I made a furnace and used some of my wood as fuel. I cooked my chicken, gave one last look to the tiny meadow, and began my trek across the desert. Luckily, this was a video game, so I couldn't feel the heat of the desert. Still, the tan sands and the relentless sun gave an atmosphere of oppressive heat. There was no trouble traversing the sands, just continuous walking. Once the sun dipped below the horizon and the monsters began to appear, I knew I was in trouble. I hadn't had any way to craft a bed as no sheep had spawned. With no way to get wool, I would have to continue and try to avoid the mobs. I stopped to consume an apple, the chicken had been devoured a long time ago, turned up my brightness, and kept a steady pace onwards. As the mobs started to appear, I had no problem keeping out of their sight. The mobs wouldn't even turn towards me unless I was within about 15 blocks from them. If they did start to pursue me, I could easily outpace them until they stopped. The desert was completely flat. Imagine a plains biome, but sand. It was quite boring to look at. Two more apples, a few confrontations with mobs, and 7 minutes later, the night had passed. Along with the night, so had the desert. Right after the break of day, I reached the edge of the sands. Like with any biome in Minecraft, transition between them was a sharp cutoff. One block there was sand, the next block there was green grass. The cutoff wasn't in a straight line, but it still felt unnatural. Once I'd stepped out of the desert, I entered a forest biome. It honestly looked quite similar to my spawn point, except that I had more trees. The first thing I did was to head to the nearest oak tree and reinforce my wood supply. The trees in this forest were pretty tall, so I couldn't reach the last two logs situated high in the leaves. I decided to leave it floating. Who cared anyway? As I walked away from the tree, my game froze for a second. I ignored it as always and kept walking. I slew a few more chickens, cooked them, and devoured them. With my hunger and health restored, I began the search for base-worthy terrain. Making my way quickly through the woods, I almost stumbled into a pool of lava. "Why, Mojang?" I whispered, my feet only half a block from the edge. Why Minecraft had melted rock in the middle of a forest was beyond me. Turning to go around the pit, I caught sight of a log that had been lit aflame through proximity to the immense heat. I probably should have put it out, but I let it burn. I was the only one in this world anyway. I had exited the forest when the white wool of sheep in the distance caught my eye, and also reminded me to make a bed. A short walk later, I had reached the sheep. I dispatched them with my stone sword and gathered the wool. A game freeze hit me twice, one after killing the sheep, another when crafting the bed. Surveying the landscape I was in, it seemed satisfactory for a home. I was on the top of a small hill overlooking a river. On the other side of the river was another hill, about the same height as the one I was currently on. It had a good vantage point and was also in proximity to wood and food. I just started laying out the outline for my house with planks, making sure to leave enough space for storage after how woefully unprepared I had been in my previous world. Simultaneously, I had also started to terraform the landscape to remove cave entrances, when I was hit with another lag spike. This time it didn't go away, it lasted even longer than the first one I had been met with. I was moving in ultra slow motion, but as I turned from left to right, the lag seemed to increase when I turned right, and decrease when I turned left. I slowly turned left, and then changed my mind. I dragged my mouse to the right, and tried to find any explanation for the lag. The landscape inched into my view as I turned, and it was a strange sight indeed. I noticed some trunkless trees, leaves inexplicably floating free in the forest that hadn't been cut down by me. But the first thing I noticed was that the entire forest was ablaze, burning away with no way to stop it. End of part one. Bum bum boom. As I said, this is indeed the end of part one. It came out as like 10 minutes, so hopefully it does not end up after editing as about 5 minutes, because that would be kind of disappointing. Anyways, I hope you guys did enjoy this part. Like I said, I have a deeper explanation of this, because it probably requires some explanation as of right now. So if you want to wait till part two, you'll get some explanations. But like I said, there's the prologue episode if you want some now. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. And I hope you guys have a good day. And I hope you guys will join me in the next episode. And then I need to say my catchphrase at the end. See you guys inside the next episode.